Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin' Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And it's a Bobo episode today.
Oh yeah, we're in Bobo country now.
We are here to A your Q's.
Yeah. So we went on Twitter.
Mind your Q's and A's.
Mind your Q's or we'll kick your A's. I don't know, I think that's the tone I want to start off this Bobo episode on, but...
Probably not. These are supposed to be, like, lighthearted and fun.
Like, fun, cool? Yeah, well, we'll beat you up, though. So, we put up the call on Twitter for some questions. There's a hashtag that I said to use, and some people did not use it, because nobody knows how to read online, I don't think. It's an exclusively visual medium made up entirely of letters, and no one knows how to do it.
This is that beating you up part we were just talking about.
Yeah, I said I wasn't gonna, but then I did decide to. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go through all of the people who can read directions first, and then I'm gonna go to all the people who didn't / can't. I don't know how much of this is gonna get cut. We'll see. First up is from Benny. Benny says, with no prior knowledge, what's the plot of Ninja Storm? We can visit this answer in a few years and see how you did.
Ninja Storm is the one that was supposed to be Hexagon, right?
Yeah, but isn't.
So, I know what the plot isn't.
Okay, let's start there. It's not about dinosaurs.
No, it is not a Tommy versus Jason, rogues versus cops.
But then Tommy ended up being the bad guy, which I think would have been very good for him. You know what? He did end up becoming the bad guy in Draken. Everyone seems to love Draken a lot. He's everywhere now. Okay, there's three teenagers who go to a ninja school, and then there are two bad ninjas from a rival school who come to hassle them and beat them at the big game.
The big ninja game?
The big ninja games.
So are the rival ninjas the bad guys?
They're not. There's two rangers that are like the sixth rangers, but right. They're the fourth and the fifth ranger, and they're like dark blue and dark red, or like crimson and navy or whatever. And I feel like they're from like another ninja school.
Okay.
And then they come to, you know, beat him at basketball and like all the ninja games.
But then a villain attacks and they have to team up. They have to put their differences aside and work together.
The greatest.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Anyway, I think that's what's up. I'm going to make a lot of Naruto jokes. So everyone get ready for a lot of Naruto jokes. Next is from Johan at Jaegermist. Early Rangers were high schoolers. Recent Rangers have been more adulty. How would you feel if the show went back to younger Rangers?
I would feel fine. I like a high school setting.
I prefer it.
Yeah.
I think. Because, like, the last time they were high schoolers was, like, nebulously in space. They were, like, they dipped in once and they were like, it's not for us.
Yeah, there's maybe two episodes where they were in the school. But, yeah, I also prefer it because it just gives them a more varied list of stuff to do outside of power ranging, other than like just being in the HQ doing a job.
Yeah, plus like when you're a high schooler you have a lot more free time to do Power Ranger stuff, so you don't need to like do any excuses to like work in why they're fighting monsters this week. It's like because the monster's here, and also you can do that cool Buffy thing where like these monsters are teenage problems but monsters,
right?
You know, I guess Buffy kind of did the Power Ranger thing, because Power Rangers, the first season, was definitely came out 4 years before Buffy did, but but yeah. Next is from Artley at The Only Artley. Do you guys have anything planned for the Forever Red guest-wise? Asking for myself. Smiley face emoji.
I'll be the bad guy and say I don't want a guest on that one.
Yeah, I also don't want a guest on that one. No offense to anybody.
It's a pretty big episode, though. Yeah. We're going to have a lot to cover.
The thing is, so when we have guests on, the how I put this in a way, it doesn't make it seem like guests are the bad guys. Like the energy is different.
Yeah.
Because like we've done this 400 times, right? And like, so when Shannon's on, we've podcasted with Shannon a lot. I podcast with Shannon every week. We've got a pretty good rapport. Like, Claire was real fun to have on. That was a real tight fit. But, like, we definitely operate differently when we have guests on. Like, yeah. We go faster. We don't talk about taint soda as much.
Or Mortal Kombat or in Mortal every Kombat. Episode for 3 months?
At least 6 weeks, I feel like. It's been just all Mortal Kombat, including this one now. Look. And there's going to be questions about it coming up anyway.
It is slowly winding down.
Thank
you. I can see the burnout at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
So maybe by the time you get back from going up home,
when I go up home,
maybe I'll be playing a different video game because Sonic Team Racing comes out next week.
No. Well, at least that one I know who all the people are. But yeah, so like when we have guests on, like it's always fun, but it's always like different. And I think because Forever Red is like this big, huge episode, like it's already gonna be something like that. We're gonna need to like, you know, be on our game. So no, we're not having guests. Or we're going to get on a call with literally everybody we've ever had on the show, and it will be unlistenable. You won't be able to hear it.
It'll just be ambient crowd noise at that point.
Yeah, it'll be you can it'll put be it Walla.
Put it in the background of any movie that's set in a plaza.
Or at a noisy restaurant. Yeah. Speaking of Mortal Kombat, Shannon, at Shannon Maynor, you know Shannon. We all know Shannon.
Yeah, I'm aware of Shannon.
Shannon says, if there were a Mortal Kombat versus Power Rangers in the same vein as DC Universe, but good, as Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, what teams would you want in the game, and what type of heroic brutalities would you want to see? And this is a resend because she forgot the Q&A, but then she did read the directions and sent it.
I had to look up a video of the heroic brutalities, and boy, does that game look so bad.
I don't know what they're just not death moves, right?
Here's an example of one. Here's both of Superman's.
Okay.
One is the guy standing there in Mortal Kombat days, yeah, like standing in a circle.
Finish him.
And Superman punches him on the top of the head 3 times and knocks him into the ground.
Okay, that would break his legs.
He's not dead, though. It's a heroic brutality.
That would break his legs and minimum give him a concussion.
The other one, I think, this might actually be Batman's. This one's Batman's. It's a grappling hook.
Okay.
And he shoots it up and shoots up into the air holding the other guy and then slams him down into the ground really hard.
Okay.
Green Lantern has one where he catches them in an orb of his ring light.
Yeah.
And then squishes the orb down and it crunches them into a fetal position and then they squirm on the ground.
Okay. And then, like, somebody's is like, they call the cops and they come arrest Scorpion.
Every one of them
they throw him in the pokey.
Every one of them ends with the other guy squirming on the ground.
But, like,
obviously
clearly
not dead because they're moving.
But then, like, Scorpion can, like, rip Superman's neck off.
It also had the fatalities in this video, which were super toned down. Scorpion's fatalities are that he'll breathe fire on you and then you'll fall down, burned up.
And you'll be like, ow.
Or he opens a portal to hell underneath you, and you just fall in. And then, after a second, your skeleton comes out. But it doesn't show anything happen. That could be anybody's skeleton.
That's a one-for-one trade. You send me a person, I'll send you a skeleton for free.
Crunchy's down there just hooking up skeletons.
That sounds dumb. Here's the thing about the Power Rangers. They do kill monsters.
Yes.
So they, like, maybe their finisher would be like, you know, a Megazord stomps on him.
Or maybe every member of the Mighty Morphin team has a shared one where they combine all their weapons together and shoot them.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
One of Jen's from Time Force is that she arrests you with her badge and makes you little.
Puts you in a mint condition. That'd be cool.
One of Wes's is that he kills you. he shoots you until you blow up and die.
But only if you're a knight. Which is a man, I will remind you. What teams would we want? I mean, I'd want as many as they would allow.
Yeah,
for.
The way that it seems these things work is it not in a, like, Power Rangers games lately.
Right.
It's not in a team-based format.
Yeah, Power Rangers
format.
Is just like, I guess, like, there's like a big roulette wheel, it feels like.
Yeah, and it's always like, here's Jason, here's Tommy, here's Gia from Megaforce.
Yeah.
Who's just in everything.
Yeah, because Ciara Hanna doesn't have a lot else going on, so she keeps doing whatever Power Ranger stuff they ask her.
And then sometimes they'll be like, here's Kat or Billy. But there's never, like, Damon.
Yeah.
There's never a Damon or a Kai.
But and then like the newest ones, like here's Udonna from Mystic Force and Trini in a Hulkbuster suit and the blue Proto Ranger from the movie.
You know, the one that was dead at the beginning of the movie?
No. I mean, yes, technically they were dead, but we didn't even see them because we only saw yellow and red and green in the movie. But I do like the conceit of that. Like, this is the ancient Rangers. From Cenozoic times.
Yeah.
But like, what about Cat? Have you put Adam in one yet?
I mean, I think they've done Mighty Morphin Black Ranger in stuff.
But like, they...
But that's Zach.
That's Zach. Like, you know that's Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like as many Power Rangers as they want, but just at least Trini, not in a Hulkbuster... And Adam and Eric, because they're the best. I think Eric and Adam could legitimately, and Trini, I think those three could legitimately fight and kill a Mortal Kombat person.
I think they could hold their own in a Mortal Kombat tournament. Yeah.
Next is from Lewis at Boss LCA. Who's the better daddy, Papa Collins or Papa Rancic? And then there was a poll, and I voted I voted for Papa Collins, but the majority, it's 40-60 in favor of Rancic.
Well, here's the thing. Papa Collins maybe is the better father.
Who's the better daddy?
But that's debatable still. But who's the better daddy?
I think Rancic is easily the better daddy.
Rancic's the better daddy.
Yeah. I should have read the question. It's even capitalized. I should have read it.
If they threw the TM emoji at the end,
yeah,
then
I would have figured it out. Also from Lewis, does running the episode through noise canceling produce a night and day difference in quality? I feel like a lot of the pause for crime and jokes at the expense of noises we can't hear are better because we have to imagine them. Yes. For example, right now there is the air conditioning running, and you can't hear that because I got rid of it. So. There was a plane that flew over earlier. Probably won't be able to hear all of that.
Yeah.
Because I get rid of it. I don't know if you'd be able to notice it either way, but I have very sensitive ears. Or I guess well-trained rather than sensitive.
Right.
And I can tell when there is the tiniest of hisses in a thing, and I hate it, and I need to get rid of it. So I do. I remember Riley saying there was like we were like talking about the train or whatever. Because the train's very loud.
It is. It sometimes it sounds like it's like on TV in here.
Yeah, but like after noise canceling, like the ambient sounds are filtered out enough that like you basically don't hear it at all. So we're like, oh god, that train is so loud, and there's nothing. And Riley was like something about like y'all saying that like this terrible noise and we can't even hear it. And I was like, yeah, because I got rid of it for you. So
this isn't.
This is an amateur hour.
This isn't from the table to the can around here.
No, this isn't like farm to table podcast. We don't just like record it and send it out. A lot of work goes into these because like here's the reason for that. Number one, it will drive me crazy if I hear like a hiss in the back, like just ambient room noise. If I can like tell, like when I listen to other podcasts and I pick it out, I'm like, come on, it takes 2 minutes to fix that. But also like we're not famous. We can't pay for advertising. The only thing we can do is make the best show we can. Yep. And so I'm gonna like, that's, you know, just, we just put the work in and then sometimes we talk about taint soda and it's fine. And like, you keep listening, even though I describe what a fuzzy can of soda would look and taste like,
because there's no sponsors to tell us we can't.
Exactly. That's the main reason that we don't have sponsors. Not that anyone's never approached us, but
that's the second reason.
That's the second reason. But hey, any weighted blanket companies, I am willing to field offers. I will work for weighted blankets.
But you must be okay with taint soda.
You gotta.
Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable. And this is very important. I get to say what I want about your product. That's
you
the breaks.
You can send copy, but we won't read it.
If it's very good, we'll consider.
Right.
But other than that, we're just going to talk about your thing. And look, if it's weighted blankets, you'll get a glowing review, especially if you give me a 30-pound weighted blanket. If you got like a 60-pound weighted blanket, like half my body weight, it's a little less than half, but...
Get one of those 160-plus pound, have a Rey Mysterio laying on you.
That'd be so nice. It would crush me and kill me. I have a 12-pounder, like I said on a recent episode. And it says, like, don't put children under this. It's too heavy. So I don't know what 45 pounds would be like, but I know they make 30s. And
45, but don't put adults under this blanket.
Nobody of weak constitution.
This is only for humans with a chest width of X or more.
Right. Yeah, you got to have like a BMI of a certain percentage just so it doesn't crush you. Next is from Claire at Claire Mulcairn. Conventional wisdom among many Power Ranger fans is that Time Force is clearly the best season of the show. Josh, what did you think it was going to be like before you watched it, and how was it different? Did it live up to the hype, or was it just another season to you?
I wouldn't say it's just another season. It's definitely one of the better ones. I don't know if I would say it's even the best that we have watched so far.
Okay.
Because I still feel like I like In Space more.
Okay.
And I know Zio's my favorite, but that also is not the best season that we've watched.
No, it's real good, though.
Yeah.
I think it's real good.
I did really like it. It is very high up on the list. I wasn't expecting the stretch of stinkers at the end.
Yeah, that might also be my fault because I blanked those boys right out. Because in my head, I was like, every episode's good. It's so wild. And I guess what that meant was when you watched the bad ones, you took a nap maybe. Or just forgot about them. Or weren't analyzing them for a podcast. So, like, you enjoyed it more.
Right.
Next is from Chris at Kryptonian Blurred. Challenge, design a ranger team using Mortal Kombat characters.
Okay.
This is my fault. I put ask questions about Mortal Kombat because we're just talking about it so much. We're basically a Mortal Kombat podcast.
Okay. Colors have to match. I'm making that rule for myself.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So Liu Kang is your red ranger.
Okay, easy one.
Actually, I don't know if there could be a pink.
Melina, but she's bad.
She's a bad guy.
She's bad, though.
Katana's definitely a blue ranger anyway. Cassie could be the pink ranger.
Okay.
Johnny would be, I think, the green ranger. Green or black.
I always picture him in black pants. But
yeah.
He does seem more like a green ranger, I think.
Personality-wise, he feels green to me.
Yeah. Which is weird, because they fill the same role, but like, and you can't be like, well, greens are jokier, because like, Zach was jokey, and he was a black ranger, but like, no, I guess all the greeners we have were jokier. Like, well, Carlos was like more serious when he was a green ranger. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I could see him being a black ranger. Either way, he fills that space.
He's a green or black ranger.
Yeah. And then I guess if yellow is all that's left,
there's only the one guy.
It's either Scorpion or Tanya.
Oh, well,
Tanya, I think, is on the bad side.
I don't remember at all. I know she has a boomerang. Scorpion's like a good guy most of the time, though, right?
Scorpion's
like
a bad guy. He's like he's on his side.
He's a tweener.
Guy. Okay. Yeah, now he's a good guy.
But he
was like a tweener before.
Because now he's dating Sub-Zero.
Yeah. They put their differences aside and fell in love.
Scoops and Subs, the ice cream sandwich shop.
I guess you could put Sonya in the yellow role too, but I don't know. I've never liked Sonya that much.
Sonya?
Sonya Blade.
Oh. For a second, I was like, I don't know who that is. You might be talking about Tanya Blade, who is Tanya is a different character. I got all turned around. Yeah. Also, she only wears like green and gray in my head.
Yeah, it's either like green, black, and white, or like special forces uniform, which is blue.
Yeah, and your sixth ranger could be anybody, any color.
Sixth ranger is Smoke, because he's my fave.
Dope.
Got it.
Good ranger team. Next is from Jolly by Nature at BBR Jolly. Lightspeed Rescue is typically considered a bad season, and you were both pleasantly surprised and charmed by it. How does that contrast with your reaction to Time Force, a consensus contender for best season among the fandom? How did expectations color your experience? We kind of just talked about this. I was told, like, because Shannon, when, like, she was talking about it, and that's why I was like, I'm going to watch it, because I want to watch Power Rangers for fun again.
Yeah.
So I just watched Time Force, and that was it. I was going to watch more, but then I just didn't, because I was like, I got enough in. It's her favorite season, so I was like, oh, it's going to be good then, and it was, and I very much like it, and it is probably my favorite season. Lightspeed Rescue, everyone's like, oh, it's so boring, it's bad, it's dumb, the characters are bland, no one can act, and I was like, okay.
They don't act any worse than any other Power Rangers.
No, I mean, they don't act as good as Time Force,
yeah.
But that's like, I don't know, that's like if like Sarah Michelle Gellar showed up to like a high school play, and you're like, well, none of these high schoolers are as good as Sarah Michelle Gellar is. And be like, well, yeah, she's a great actress. What? So, like, yeah, they weren't any worse than Andros or TJ or, you know, I Ashley, I guess, was, like, a little rough in the beginning. Cassie's always, like, pretty consistent.
Yeah. Ashley got much better, though.
Ashley got way better and is one of my favorite Rangers now. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think expectations are, because then again, Lost Galaxy, everyone's like, oh, Lost Galaxy is so good. It's got a great overarching story. You're going to love it. And then I will never watch it again until you'd have to pay me $750 an episode, except for Loyax. I'll watch Loyax again.
Yeah, Loyax rules.
Yeah. But like, other than that, like, it's a pretty dookie season.
Yeah, I think the, I guess, anti-hype for Lightspeed only really affected me for about 10 minutes into that first episode, and then after that I was like, this kicks ass.
Wait, no, this rules.
Yeah,
actually,
this is very good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, that's for that reason I'm excited for Mystic Force.
Yeah,
because everyone's like, it's bad, but I'm like, but it looks so good.
But they also said that about the theme song,
and the theme song is the greatest theme song ever made for Power Rangers.
What's the next one? Wild Force. Okay, I don't know anything about Wild Force, except for that it's Mark Miro's theme song.
It literally Mark Miro's theme song.
Or Sable's, I guess. She took it after he became Marvelous.
She got it in the divorce. I mean, Scoot watched it when he was a kid, and it was like his favorite season. So I saw like bits and pieces here and there that I do not remember even a little bit. Like, I know there's a lot of Zords, whatever. I watched the two crossover episodes, because it's a two-part crossover, with Time Force, because I like Time Force. I just finished watching the season. I was like, oh, let me see how their arc kind of ends out. So I watched those two. And I've also seen Forever Red, which I
have seen Forever Red, but there was no context for anybody.
I don't think anybody.
But Jason, when I watched Forever Red was before I watched Zio.
Yeah.
So I barely knew that Tommy even was a Red Ranger.
Yeah.
In his vast lineage.
Right. All I knew about Forever Red was, like, I've seen several of these people. But, like, I don't think anybody from Wild Force is in it but the main guy, the Red Ranger.
Right.
But, like, I watched the crossover, and I was like, oh, they are much worse actors than the Time Force Rangers, huh? Oh, no. So, I know that going in. But, like, maybe it'll be, like, dumb and bad in a good way.
Yeah.
You know? Also,
because I think we also said that about the Lightspeed actors in that crossover, is that they're not even close to the same level as the Time Force Rangers, but that doesn't mean we don't like them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're all my friends in Joel. but like, I realized the problem with a good season of Power Rangers is that good episodes are harder to talk about.
Yeah,
we have to work harder to get good jokes out of there. But like, then the Circuit Unsure episode comes up, and we were just like blasting it, and it was very fun because when it's bad, it's easy to talk about. And then the clip show was a clip show, so like, it's easier to like find the jokes in there to like, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for what is consensus?
Yeah.
The consensus is that it's bad, and I'm excited for that because like, it would be nice to be able to, you know, watch Power Rangers and just make fun of it a lot again.
Yeah.
Like in a loving, you know,
right,
Big Brother Noogie way, but like
how we did for Turbo.
Yeah. Which I think is a great season after episode 17. After they, you know, character assassinate Kat and
and kick her off the show.
And boot her. Next is from Anne at McProvenance. If you could build a better crossover episode with Lightspeed Rescue, what would you include? More Vipra. Vipra doing a Shakespeare monologue.
Oh, no.
That's it. 22 minutes of that.
Vipra was so bad.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what I would do. But I can tell you this. If you sat me down in that writing room and said, hey, we're doing a crossover, Lightspeed's going to come back to help out Time Force for a couple episodes, my first thought would not be revive Vipra.
Get Vipra back. Everyone loved Vipra. I think what I would do is maybe a similar plot to the super demon. Maybe not call it a super demon. Did they have super demons in Lightspeed?
Only the mooks that could jump in the water. They were super demons.
Right. The wet demons. I think I would have... Here's what I would do. A demon got out of hell, right? Mm-hmm. A demon would get out of hell, and then Diabolico would come out of hell chasing him, to bring him back.
Yeah.
So it'd be a team up with them, but also...
But that demon is also trying to find a way to get Banshira back out of hell.
Yeah.
So, like, you now have the added pressure of, we can't let Banshira get back out. She ate Viper that time.
Here it is. That demon gets out, somehow finds out about the Time Force Rangers, right?
It wants their technology.
Wants to get the time travel stuff to pull Banshira.
Or to go back in time before she went in.
And to fix that. So they got to
team catch
up.
Her and put Carter in hell.
Oh, I would watch Carter in hell.
I would like it if in the first part they succeeded in that, and the second part is like Time Force trying to get Carter out of hell.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be dope. And because then
or heck,
also
whatever they called it in
the demon world.
Demon dimension.
Demon dimension or whatever. And then like it's also a team up with Diabolico, who is like a good guy now.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, he's a demon, but he's like he turned over a new leaf at the end, and I really like that. So, like, that. I would do that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun. And maybe zero Viper, I think.
I don't think we need any Viper.
No, I think she got eaten and should have stayed in a belly.
Yep. Be stuck a belly button.
Just be stuck a belly button. Next up is from Tanner at Sparky Upstart. Tanner says, which two Rangers would be best in the Amazing Race? There's multiple questions here. So, first one. Have you watched The Amazing Race? You watch a lot of reality TV competitions now.
I have not. The Amazing Race does not interest me at all, but I do know the general premise.
It's like two people got to run around the world.
It's a bunch of teams of two, and and there's like checkpoints, and like the last team to each checkpoint gets eliminated until the one team makes it to the end.
I didn't even know that much about it.
Yeah.
I just knew there were a lot of teams of two, and they yell at each other, and they don't know any of the languages of the places they go. I mean...
Tommy and Kim are broken up.
They are broken up. She's dating Jason. That's the person she broke up with Tommy for, is Jason.
Wait, like for real?
In the comics, yeah.
Damn, that's cold.
Right? Then he comes back in Zio the next
they
year
come
and
back
doesn't...
They come back together
come back
in the Turbo
together
movie.
In Turbo. It's all there. Where's the 3-hour Turbo movie, Saban?
Put that on a Blu-ray.
Give me that Blu-ray. I want it so bad.
I would even take, like... The regular movie is on the Blu-ray, and all of the deleted stuff is, like, deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Just, even that would be fine.
Yeah. You don't have to stitch it all back together. You don't have to do that work. Just give me all the stuff that's got cut and thrown in the garbage. I want it. But also, I think Ashley and Cassie would be a real good team.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be good.
And that would be real good. I think...
They would have the good dynamic of, like... Yes, they are best friends, but also they fight.
But also they fight. In the first post-crossover episode, Ash is like, what do you think of my jacket? And Cassie goes, it's bad and ugly. That's great.
That's the perfect Amazing Race team, I think.
Yeah. Because, like, one's more social, one's more practical. Like, you know, I think it would work really well. So I'm going to say Ashley and Cassie.
I like that team. I'm trying to think of another one.
Maybe, like, Jen and Wes would also be real fun.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
I would like to see, like, Trip and Lucas.
Trip and Lucas. Just 1,000 years behind. They don't know how to read maps anymore. This isn't on my Google brain drive. My Gaboo drive. I'm trying to think who would be, like...
We could get a brother and sister with Ryan and Dana.
Ryan and Dana. Ooh, maybe like Dana and Kendricks. If you want someone to like get it done,
yeah.
Dana and Kendricks, I feel like, would just like get it done the quickest. Next from Tanner is, what's the ideal position for a villain to fall on the silly to serious scale? 1 being the most silly, 10 being the most serious.
I'm assuming this means like Rita-sized villain, not like
a monster of the week villain. Yeah,
big bad. I think right in the middle.
I think a 7.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe like probably like a 6, closer to the to like a 5 or 6.
Yeah, cuz I think Rancic falls around the 7 to 8.
Yeah.
And he's kind of the perfect balance of it.
And I think Lord Zedd started maybe
like
at like
a hard 9.
Like a 9, and he ended up at like a 1.
And maybe a 2.5. At the end he's
you
like
could average out Lord Zedd when he started and Lord Zedd at the end.
Oh yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally from Tanner, do you think the Power Rangers universe has true crime podcasts?
Oh, I hope so. In universe, that is a very interesting idea. And of course, there are plenty of them to choose from, I think. Bulk and Skull probably have the most popular one.
I think Bulk and Skulls was the first one.
Yeah.
And they just kept doing it.
They started it in high school.
Yeah, and they just and kept doing it for so long.
And now that they're cops, who used to be monkeys,
right?
They have a lot of good insight.
And they were invisible. Were they monkeys while they were invisible? I feel like they were invisible monkeys for a little while.
I feel like they were monkeys, and then they thought they got better but were invisible. And then they were invisible.
Okay, and then they got better and were people again. Yeah. Right. For some reason, I just thought, maybe the monkeys were invisible. What a weird thing to do.
And theirs has the added bonus of the trying to figure out who the Rangers are at the end of every episode.
That would be the whole, like, arc of theirs, right?
Yeah.
And then when they do find out, they don't say.
Right.
Because they've got, you know, because they're in too deep. I think that idea is really good. I saw the Godzilla trailer in front of Detective Pikachu, and I'm very excited for it because...
They said in that trailer that there was like 17 monsters.
And only three of them are featured
in the trailer.
In the trailer. Man. And I'm so stoked for that movie.
Is this a new string of Godzilla movies, or is this the second one following the last Godzilla?
This is a sequel to 14.
Okay.
The 2014 Godzilla. And a sequel to Kong Skull Island.
Oh.
At the end, the post-credit scene of Kong Skull Island has them on the Skull Island finding a cave drawing of Rodan, Mothra, and King Ghidorah.
Oh.
So it ties in. Then the next movie is going to be King Kong versus Godzilla.
Okay.
Which Godzilla will win because Godzilla is... three times the size of King Kong.
Three times the size and a radio.
Well, no, actually, I think King Kong is actually very, very big in Skull Island.
That could be. But Godzilla is still like a radioactive dinosaur lives at the bottom of the ocean, so it's also got very dense skin.
Yeah, I haven't seen Kong Skull Island. I'm going to try to watch it before I go see Godzilla King of Monsters, which is a weird misnomer because everyone knows Godzilla's a girl. But I'm going to watch it before
it's like
that.
It's like a King of the Hill situation.
Right, just like...
Game they're playing is King of the Monsters.
Right, to be fair, Godzilla can still be a king. Like,
yeah.
She can be the king all she wants to be. She's got atomic breath. But, like, I want to watch that first because I want to see, like, does Kong have any cool powers that no one told us about? Does Kong maybe have laser vision or... Spider-Man webs or something.
I need to brush up on my Godzilla lore. Is Mechagodzilla a good guy or a bad guy?
I feel like it was a bad guy because Godzilla used to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
For the longest time, and then they introduced Gamora, not Gamora. That's an Avenger. Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
To like be the good guy version of Godzilla, and then that kind of turned Godzilla good, I think. And then they built Mechagodzilla to fight Godzilla, who was evil, and then Godzilla turned good, or maybe Godzilla was good at that point, and they built Mechagodzilla to, like, contain it, and it was a bad one. I don't know. I don't know.
Was Mechagodzilla from Aliens? Was Mechagodzilla built by aliens to fight our Godzilla?
Honestly, I don't know. I gotta do a Google.
I did not know that Kong Skull Island was part of this cinematic universe.
It is literally called, like, the Monster Universe or something.
So that kind of dampens my excitement for the third one being a Mechagodzilla movie.
I mean, here's the thing, though.
It could still be in there.
It can be the fourth one.
There's 17 monsters in this movie.
Exactly. So, and, like, following the pattern, it's, you know, Godzilla, Kong, Godzilla, and then it's Kong versus Godzilla, so it's like kind of a Kong movie. So the next one could still be Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, which would be very good. I'm so stoked about this next one. The trailer is maybe my second favorite movie of the year, so I'm very excited about it. Next is from Asimov's Fangirl at Asimov_Fangirl. Hi guys, three questions. First one: what would you like the canceled Time Force movie to be about?
Jen coming back in time.
Jen comes back.
And not falling in love, but being in love.
Just a rom-com.
Just a rom-com.
Just a straight-up rom-com.
Of Jen being from the year 3000, and now that she's here just to be with Wes and not on a mission, she has to adjust to 2001.
Oh, yes. I don't have, I'm not even going to try to think of anything else. That's too good.
And also, the other Rangers are here.
They show up to, like, help
I feel like they come back to, like,
get those crazy kids together.
Help, but then probably end up at the end of the movie going back to the year 3000.
And then it ends with her going, like, oh, I think I'm pregnant. Oh, no, Alex is my great-great-great-grandson. Oh, no!
It's a good thing we never kissed.
Good thing we never... Good thing kissing's outlawed in Papa Heim's future. Question number two. Isn't it strange that there were time travelers, parentheses, time travelers, medieval knights, and dragon on Silver Hills? You know, the U.S.?
Well, I mean, there was a colonial California in the same universe. So,
true.
I don't think it's that strange.
If it weren't for the fact that canonically there is a colonial Angel Grove and Silver Hills.
In this universe, they sailed the other ocean.
Yeah, they came, they went or down.
Yeah.
There was like a sign or like some bad water. Like, let's go
around.
There was
a Kraken, so they're like, well, we can't go that way.
We gotta go the other way. It was a long time ago. The oceans were lower, so there was like a Megazord just standing in the ocean, and they're like, "We're gonna go around." Actually, I think.
Yeah.
So that. But yeah, it is weird that there's just a dragon and a knight, and they're not. Maybe they're time travelers. Maybe they're not. Nobody knows.
It's unclear.
Hanging out in California, and then the third question: who speaks weirder, Vipra or Sindel for Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation? There is a video link, and I'm assuming it's just a Queen Sindel.
Queen Sindel is not a great actress.
Too bad you will die.
Will die. But.
How long is this? Just a compilation of her being not good at it?
But Viper's worse. I'm going on record.
Yeah, Viper is worse. It's a minute and a half.
Oh, man.
She's bad at this.
She's not good.
I feel like she was on an episode of Charmed.
Too bad. You will die.
That's very good. All right, bye, Sindel. Thanks for showing up. I also think Vipra. Sindel's was like overacting, bad acting.
She still had inflection.
Yeah, I think what happened is they just typed Vipra's dialogue out in like a week, they capitalized random letters and added spaces and hyphens and commas in the middle of words and stuff. And they were like, here you go, Jennifer. And she's like, okay. And then just did it what it said.
Right.
That's what it seems like to me. Or she's just a bad actress and they didn't cast the right person.
Yeah, it could also be
she's
that.
She's got a very successful skincare company now. So she's doing fine. Next, also from Anne at McProvidence. I work in a library and my job has decided I need to start editing their new podcast. How much ham horn can I get away with before they ban me from all audio endeavors forever?
One, if it's long enough.
Well, I think it depends on a lot of things. See, if I were in charge of this, I was like, and you got to do our new library podcast. You got to edit the new library podcast.
And then you turn on the library podcast and it's just
all ham horn. I'd be like, and you got a raise.
You would run a terrible library. It's supposed to be quiet there.
No, all ham horn all the time, baby.
No ham horn in the library.
I would never go to your library. I don't know. I think 6 solid minutes of ham horn is
too much ham horn
for like normal people. I would probably. I think that would come back around minute.
Six
five.
Minutes is too much, but that's not where the threshold is.
Exactly. Next is from Christina at Seawood's Art. Here's a question. If the Time Force Rangers and whoever else had Pokemon partners, who would they be and why? We did this for the Mighty Morphin Rangers.
We did like full teams for them,
I think. Teams 1 calendar million years ago.
This is a Detective Pikachu style Pokemon partners question,
okay.
I think.
Yes.
It says partners, so that's how I took it.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see. Jen Snubbull.
Yep.
It's very serious. They're good cop dogs. They're the Alolan cop mascot is the Snubbull. So that's a good fit for her. I want to say Machamp for Katie.
That's a good one.
I mean, they're both very strong. Would you want it to like even out or just want like, here's me and my strong friend?
I think here's me and my strong friend.
Okay. Trip would have Elgium. Elgium?
I think it's Elgium because it's supposed to be like LGM, which means it's some psychic initials for something.
Light gone man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a light gone man.
Light gone man. the psychic alien. I'm trying to think of Wes.
I'm trying to think of Lucas.
What's a good goofy Pokemon? What's like a Pokemon that's just a dork no matter what?
For Wes, for some reason I was thinking a Litleo.
Oh, that could be cute.
Because it looks goofy. It looks like a goofy little dork.
I could see that. My first was Spinda.
That could work.
I just feel like Spinda.
Yeah.
Eric would be the Fletchinder family.
Yeah.
One of them. Because he likes birds.
Yep.
But like maybe Talonflame. Because it's also...
I can definitely see him with a Talonflame. Yeah. I don't know about Lucas.
Who's fast?
Who's a car Pokemon? What's a Pokemon that drives?
A Pokemon that drives is...
A Rotom.
Rotom.
Lucas would have a Rotom.
And it would sit in his car.
It would take over the computer part of its car, and it would be on like the big screen on the center console.
Oh, yes.
It would just be Knight Rider. Or... But Pokemon.
Right. But Pokemon and Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Too many things.
Too many. Oh, just three things.
Just three things. Here's Deadpool eating a Sour Patch Kid. Just two things. Just two things.
Yep.
I also think Leopard might work.
That could work, too. Because
they're kind of cheetah-y. Cheetah-esque. Also from Christina. Another one, in case y'all need a lot of cues. Design a power-up mode for Jen, the leader of Time Force.
So give Jen a muscle butt suit.
What's Jen's muscle butt suit? Wes got a knight. Eric got aggressive inlines from the future.
Eric got an X Games Deluxe.
Eric's got X Games 2000.
What would Jen's muscle butt suit be? I don't know. How do you even come up with a muscle butt suit?
I don't know. You gotta be a genius.
How do you look at Eric and you go, okay, he needs a rocket pack. He needs aggressive inline. We're gonna give him all of the presents from Toe Jam and Earl at the same time.
Maybe that's as easy as that. All right. So for Jen, the first thing that came to mind was like, Wes had a knight suit. What if she also had a knight suit? Right.
The thing that came to mind for me for Jen is that like, she's very much a cop.
Yes.
So how do you make a police officer a muscle butt suit?
I couldn't think
of anything other than a big gun.
I feel like that's what a knight is, though, isn't it?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Isn't a knight just like the next step up after police officer? Because like similar to Wes's, but instead of like a big sword, maybe she has like a double-bladed sword.
Because
she
usually
used hers that way. And her slash would be like... Quacha, like two.
Yeah.
But like similar design to Wes's. I actually would like
maybe more mobile than Wes's. Wes can't move a lot in his.
Hers had to be definitely more streamlined because like she's like a quicker, like get up in there fighter. Whereas Wes is like a karate man.
Yeah.
But like definitely like his whole deal is like, I'll jump and tackle you and then we'll do fights.
Right. Like I'll pull you out of the big fight. To have a single fight with you.
Whereas Jen's like, I'm going to run up there and fight Rancic by myself. I'm going to use this car for cover.
Maybe hers also comes with a car and the door comes off and can be a shield.
Oh, that'd be dope. Not going to lie, that would be pretty dope. Next is from Latasha, at Latasha_Renee. Do you agree that Rocky is the greatest Red Ranger? Strike that. The greatest Power Ranger in Power Rangers history. Well, Latasha... No.
I have no opinion on the matter.
Someone has to abstain. But the answer is no. He's not even the greatest Red Ranger in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Does have the best mullet out of the Power Rangers, though, when he was a baby.
That's true.
As mullet.
That's the best mullet in Power Rangers so far. Trip almost qualifies, I think, toward the end. it's treading on mullet territory.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a wig. I don't think it grows.
Maybe I just noticed it more.
I think maybe. Next is from Lucas at LAC062. If you had to make a worst team as villains, picking the worst five Rangers to be the bad guys for a series, who would you pick?
Wait, the worst five, worst is in they suck, or worst is in like they're actually bad people?
Could go evil. I would say worst as in like whichever.
Okay.
I feel like I have 3/5 of a team.
Okay.
Ready to go. Leo is your Red Ranger. Ish is your Yellow Ranger. Trip is your Green Ranger.
Over Joel?
Joel is your Green Ranger. I forgot about Joel.
Okay. Who is the worst?
The worst pink.
Pink Ranger.
Here's the thing.
There's no
there
bad
ones? There aren't any bad ones. Maybe Delphine?
Okay.
Even Delphine was like pretty good. Delphine
has the benefit of being the best alien ranger.
The best of a bad lot, for sure.
And she has that weird fish neck that she can do, so that's definitely a bad guy.
Yeah.
So what do we need? Blue?
Blue.
Justin.
Justin. Yep. Who in real life is kind of a dink.
Yeah.
Turns out. Yeah. That
for a sixth ranger, a reprogrammed blue centurion.
Trey? Excuse
you? Oh, I forgot about Trey. You know, I was thinking, who's a bad six ranger? And I heard, and I just didn't know what that meant.
It's the bag of farts himself. All three Treys.
Yeah, no, all three Treys definitely are the bad sixth ranger.
I don't know what this is. Four-way FFA. What is FFA? Free-for-all. Four-way free-for-all. Jason, TJ, Carter, Wes. Who is your Red Ranger? TJ.
Jason, TJ, Carter, and Wes?
Yeah. I think it's TJ.
Carter.
I think it's got to be TJ for me. Yeah. Carter is also a very good Red Ranger. If this was a fight, Jason.
If it's a fight, Jason, absolutely.
If it is like, who's the best at leading a team, I would pick TJ, but I think Carter's a close second. Because Jason... everyone's like, Jason's the leader. He's boring. He doesn't have any personality. But Jason was like the first Red Ranger number one, like flat, like period.
Yeah.
But also, the first Red Ranger that's like, I'm just part of the team.
Yeah.
Like, my job in this team is to lead the team, but it's still my job on the team.
Yeah, like Zordon told him, you're the leader of the team. And then Jason was like, the team, got it.
The team, yeah. And then Wes is the best Pink Ranger of those four, I think. All right, that's it for everybody who used the hashtag. Let's scroll through, find some ones without it. What do you say? All right. First up is from Benny. Oh, gosh, Benny. Oh, Benny. If Time Force had been a time-hopping adventure, what time and place would you have wanted the cast to go to?
I would like them to go to the Sunset Strip in 1985.
Look, Jen with 80s hair might kill me. That might be the literal death of me. So just keep that in mind. I would like them to go to Victorian England. Because it's Power Rangers Victorian England, where they wouldn't be like, two Asian people and a black person, kill them. Or whatever, you know, I don't know.
Victorian England, California.
Victorian England, but like good Power Rangers Victorian England.
And then I would like to also see them actually go to the times and places from the movie Madness movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Samurai times and stage dancing times and Kung Fu times. That'd be dope.
And then just like way in the future.
I would also like to see like the 1,000 years between.
Yeah.
Right? Like if
they're, but I mean like they're from the year 3000.
Like the year 10,000.
They have to chase Rancic to like 5 or 10,000.
Oh, that'd be so good. I want to see like I want them to land like, you know, 2370 where it's like a wasteland. It's like Mad Max times, and then they end up like fixing it or like giving the people there like a little nudge they need to like get the future back on track.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be dope. I like that whole show. If they did actual time travel, would be so good.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't so good, but I would like there to be a lot more actual time travel. Next is from AJ. Have you guys considered doing any conventions or meetups? I don't think we've ever talked about it once.
No, we've talked about going to a convention, but as fans, not as a podcast.
I would love to be invited to a convention as a podcast.
Yeah.
And they pay for us to go there and stay there.
Yep.
You don't have to, like, pay me to be there. You just pay my way to get there and, like, you know.
Give me a place to stay.
Free tickets, room and board and all that. I would eat that up with a spoon.
Yeah.
As for fan meetups, I don't know. We're both kind of socially weird.
Yeah.
I think I would be fine if I knew going into it, because, like, I've ran into some people that, like, I know from the internet. Like, I ran into Janine at McDonald's. And I'm sorry, Janine, that you had to experience me being surprised by someone that I'm like, ah, you're a real person now. Because, like, I can play cool, but, like, there's, like, that immediate, like, oh, I gotta be a person again. Like, I was just being a person eating my nuggets, and now I gotta be a human. Okay, here we go. But, like, if I knew going into it there was gonna be people there to, like, just hang out and talk about Power Rangers, I don't know what a fan meetup for this show would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be just a little too socially awkward to get excited about a fan meetup. I'm not gonna lie.
And it's totally fair. I think it would be for like the level that we are, because I don't think this is surprising anybody. We run this podcast kind of weird. It's technically a business because we make a little bit of money from it,
right?
You know, because of Patreon. But, like, we mostly just, like, use this as a weird friend gathering simulator. So it'd be kind of weird to, like, let's go to a Morphin Grid meetup, and, like, if it was anything other than, like, hey, we're all just hanging out talking about whatever because we're all here, it'd be kind of masturbatory. Like, talk about how great we are.
Yeah, I don't ever want. I never want to do that.
So that would be weird. But, like,
also, I don't know. And, like, I know we wouldn't have to do this, but, like, on the topic of conventions, if we were ever to host a panel, I have no idea what that would be.
I've been trying to think of what the Morphin Grid Live panel would be for, like, 3 years, and the answer is I have no idea.
It would be us sitting at a table in front of a bunch of people in a room asking us questions, I guess.
I think the only panel that I know we could pull off, we would need minimum of two more people there. It would be us and Ranger Danger talking about what we get out of Power Rangers versus what they get out of Power Rangers, or what we've gotten out versus what they, because, like,
that'd be a good one.
Because we both are, like, around the same level of, like the show. They definitely took a different bent in the beginning of, like, hey, this show that we watched when we were kids is, like, bad but fun, whereas ours was like, ah, oh, dip Power Rangers. But, like, I love Kat. I don't think either of them thinks about Kat ever. So, like, I just, like, what's the differences? Like, what are the things that, like, they know? Because they're also, they figured out very early on that Power Rangers season one is a weird kind of fetishy, let's throw stuff on bulk.
Yeah.
Like, the whole first season is like, let's get goopy up in here into, like, a weird level. That didn't even register me, other than, like, oh no, bulk on a milkshake on him again.
Yeah, we said that so many times. Yeah. Oh, they got gunk on bulk again.
Yeah, and, like, it's fine. Like, to us, it was like, whatever. But to them, they were like, no, that's weird. So, like, I would like to do that panel of, like, you know, just our experiences looking at Power Rangers 20 years later.
Is it that weird when it's in the height of Nickelodeon slime time?
It was pre-slime time. That was like 93.
Yeah, but they were doing, like, you can't do that on television in the, like, late 80s. And the whole point of that show
was that where sliming came
from? Slime people, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I feel like it is the amount they do it and the way they do it, like, could definitely be a little, like, someone's into that in a weird way, you right? Know?
At least they weren't trying to sell, like,
Power Rangers brand Power face gack.
Timmy P's real brand mayonnaise.
Oh, no. You remember how they smothered bulk in mayonnaise? The ratio was so bad, it was basically a bulk aioli. Oh. It was so bad.
You're right, that's kind of bad. And they wrote a jingle for the mayonnaise. That is a little fetishy.
Yum. Timmy P's real brand. It's so, so weird. Let's see. This is from Deca Emergency at Deca Emergency. Who would be on your Justice League / Avengers team made of Power Rangers, and who would be their villain team? It could be any mix of Rangers and villains. Also, what are your hopes and fears going into Wild Force?
I don't want to talk about that because of another episode we have planned for later in the hiatus.
Yes. All I'll say, because it breaks the rules of the episode we have, it probably will be the next episode, is every Pink Ranger. Because they all fit the roles. You can. I think I did it last time. We had a question about this, but, like, Red Ranger Jen, Yellow Ranger Kim, Blue Ranger Kendrix, Black Ranger Cassie, Pink Ranger Kat, Sixth Ranger Carone.
There it is.
Boom. That's the perfect team. And then they could fight literally anybody. It'd be the most effective Power Rangers team in history.
Yep. Six Adam Parks in a trench coat.
That's a tall Adam Park. Also, what are your hopes and fears going into Wild Force? I hope it is fun bad, and I am afraid it will be Lost Galaxy bad.
Is Wild Force a three-man team to start?
No, five.
Five? Okay. It's so five. We haven't had a three-man team season yet.
That's after Wild Force.
Okay.
That's Ninja Storm, the first three-man team. Three-ranger team.
So wait, what are our hopes and fears? Is that what that question
Yeah, hopes
was?
And fears.
My hope is that it will be good, and my fear is that Viper might come back again.
that'd be terrible. I think my biggest fear is that, and this doubles as a hope, because, you know, I hope that the fear is not true. And that is that I want the characters to, I want to be able to like them. I want there to be something that I can grab onto in each character, you know?
Yeah, one of my fears, I guess, in that regard is that maybe there's another Joel.
Just like five Joels? Like, that would be pretty bad.
My biggest hope, I'm looking at their suits. My biggest hope is that I can get used to the Black Ranger's weird horns.
Okay. next is from King of Doma at King of Doma. Is there any Power Rangers gadget, excluding weapons and Zords, that you'd like to have in real life? What do they have besides?
Maybe one of the Mighty Morphin communicators, because you could teleport with it.
Oh, yes, that.
Give me that. I'll take one of those.
Yes, please, that. This is from Jamie at Pokemaster J1. Have your opinions on the Time Force crew changed over the course of the episodes? I came around to Trip. I think
I did a little bit. I didn't come all the way around on Trip, but I did warm up to him a little.
I liked him like in the first couple episodes when they were like, he's like naive and trusting, but like that's his role in the show. And then they got too deep into it where it's like, he's dumb and sucks.
He's actually an idiot and bad at being a Power Ranger.
And then they like got out of that, and then they just let Circuit do that. And what was I know it's rated as the second worst episode, but like thinking back on it, maybe it's the worst
one. It might be. The opposite direction of that, I think, would be Katie, and that's only because they didn't do enough with her.
Yeah.
As it started off as, oh, Katie's like a really cool part of the team. You can do a lot of cool stuff with her powers and abilities, and they didn't.
And then they did nothing, and they sent her back in time and let her dance once. I was like, all right, if we're going to do that. But Jen, I loved the whole time. Jen's maybe my second favorite Power Ranger.
Jen made me mad a couple times, but I never disliked her.
Okay. And then that's it. That's all we got. Actually, you know, hold on. Let me just real quick see if there are any. Nope, that's it. Dope. Well, thank you very much, everybody who sent us questions, even those of you that did not do the hashtag. Not mad, I'm just disappointed. Let's see. Okay, so we're on hiatus. This might be like a extra-sized hiatus because we have a lot of episodes that we want to do, including the ones that we like do every time that we, by tradition, by the laws of gods and men, we have to keep doing. We're going to do it by the numbers with Benny at some point. Not sure when we're going to record that. Probably after I get back. I think we're going to keep it a secret, but probably the next episode is going to be one that we've been talking about for like 2 weeks, maybe three weeks. It's going to be really fun.
You mentioned it to me at work, so it's been at least almost a month now.
Have you been out of work for a month?
Almost.
Bud, you need to get a job. What do you do all day? Mortal Kombat.
Pretty much.
Ah.
Yep. Well, and I watch YouTube. I've been watching a lot of the Angry Video Game Nerd lately.
That's a choice. Maybe he's gotten better.
He's not bad.
Okay. He used to be very, like...
I've been watching the newer... I haven't watched, like, the older
ones. Yeah, the old one was basically, like, if E-Bomb's World was a video game video. So at least a month we've been talking about it. We're going to have, like, a lot of guests on. Like, a prohibitive amount of guests. But it's going to be very fun. Then we're going to do the Morphies. We got to rank something. We're not sure what we're going to rank. So I would say send in your suggestions, but the odds are that by the time you hear this, we've already thought of what we're going to do and recorded it.
Yeah.
So that's also when we're going to add the Rangers to our master list of which Rangers we like the most in the order that we have randomly determined, as opposed to Benny's numerical order done by the cold, hard math of space. Did I ever see the Morphies?
You said that you did.
And then we're going to end on a movie.
And a movie.
Probably going to do Blood of the Yakuza which I think is directed by Koichi Sakamoto and
has Adam fighting Eric in
stars
it.
Adam and Eric and they fight and like, yeah. And Extreme Heist was like very fun to watch. So like maybe it'll be like that again.
Yeah.
Remember in Extreme Heist how Skull is in it?
Only barely. You could have said anything after that and I would have been like, yeah, maybe.
Remember in Extreme Heist where they jumped out of a plane? Did they jump out of the plane? Yeah, they jumped out of the plane.
They by some point, it was on the cover.
Yeah. Man, Extreme
I mean, there's
Heist
dragons on the cover of Dragon Warrior.
That's
though.
True. Anyway, so we got all that coming. There's probably been a Frankencast or will be a Frankencast. Who knows? The season ends. We're ahead in recording. Like we're done recording the season, but the last three episodes have not aired yet. I feel like I got sweaty and drunk all of a sudden.
We need to go.
I feel like the beer just hit me all at once.
Like, I feel like you're having a hard time. All we need to do is say may the power protect
okay,
you.
Okay, hey, everybody, we'll see you next week for something. Who knows? But until then,
may the power protect you. They fly them out over the ocean in a helicopter.
Yikes. It's a low-hanging helicopter.